So, Root, good to see you again. It was, I think, Chelmsford at the end of last year. I spoke to you last, and you had a little smile there. It's been a good winter for you since as well.
Yeah, it's obviously been nice what's happened over the last couple of months, but great to be back out there today for Yorkshire, and you know, really looking forward to the next couple of games.
What's it like after being away, hooking up with your Yorkshire teammates again?
Yeah, it's been great. Missed a lot of the lads, in fact, pretty much all of them.
Pretty much all of them, yeah.
I've not missed Pato's banter, to be honest. That's honking anyway, but... no, it's great to be back and out there with the boys, and you know, really looking forward to the rest of the start of the season.
Were you around last week for the Sussex game, and obviously it was a disappointing result?
No, I wasn't around for that, but obviously that hurt me as well, not just the lads out there, and you know, everyone's desperate to get back into it. Well, we've proven today that you know, we can, you know, come back from that, and really looking forward to the challenge up in Durham next week.
So is the mood in the camp positive that you come back into?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very positive dressing room, always has been, especially since Dizzy's taken over. And as I said, Durham next week, everyone's really hungry to get stuck in up there and put on a performance like we have done over the last 2 days.
Only 11 today, difficult to read anything into that first game back in English conditions. It's different conditions for you.
Yeah, it's April in England, it's always going to seem around a little bit. I think it was a pretty good ball. Sometimes you've just got to take on the chin as an opener and not to think too much into it. So I'll keep working hard on the nets and everything, and if we get another go tomorrow, then you know, I'll try and cash in.
Is it a case of short-term runs for Yorkshire and then an eye on a big summer for England?
No, I think it's just taking it game by game and trying to contribute for Yorkshire as much as possible. And you know, if I manage to do that, then the rest will take care of itself. And like you know me quite well now, very big on trying to win as many games as I can for Yorkshire. And if I do that and manage to contribute, then that'll stand me in good stead for whatever else.
As far as England's gone over the winter, though, couldn't have gone a lot better for you, could it? Test match success and also runs in the one-day stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great winter. All happened very quickly and it's all very enjoyable. But now just trying to concentrate on, you know, the summer ahead and the next couple of weeks ahead, especially trying to get runs in the Championship. In First Division again, it's great to see Yorkshire back in here, and hopefully we can get a win under his belts up in Durham next week.
You say it's happened quickly. I mean, it doesn't seem 2 minutes since I was talking to you making your debut against Essex in the CB40 one day. It's you know, pretty much a stellar rise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all happened really quickly, and it's just making sure that now I can try and be consistent over a long period of time, and it's not just a quick rise and a quick fall. And, you know, the only way I can do that is by scoring runs and contributing, like I said. So, fingers crossed, we can do that, and we'll stand us in good stead for the whole season.
There's news this week that Kevin Peterson's out of the first Test matches. With Brezzy coming back into form here, Johnny Verso hitting a century in this game, could be three Yorkers playing heading against New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a possibility. It's obviously a massive blow. With Kevin not available, you know, he's obviously a world-class player, but it just gives everyone really in the county circuit a good opportunity to show the selectors what they can do, and especially with Johnny and Tim performing well, that's, you know, that stands Yorkshire in good stead, and obviously themselves as well. So the great thing is, you know, if they score runs and are successful for Yorkshire, that'll put Yorkshire in a good position, and also themselves. So fingers crossed everyone can do right and come good in the next couple of weeks.
As far as Yorkshire concerned, next week against Durham, it's trying to get back into winning ways, but it's a tough game.
Yeah, it is a tough game. It's never an easy place to go. They've obviously got a very good side, very good attack, so we'll have to play well and front up well to them. So, you know, but the thing is, we've got such quality in our dressing room. If we do play to our potential, then we're more than capable of doing that and turning them over. So it's just making sure that we're spot on, we're right on it from ball one, and we get stuck in and make it really hard for them.